Within the last hour, the New England Patriots 767 jet landed at Logan Airport, packed not with football gear, but with protective gear for healthcare workers on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic, specifically the coveted N95 face masks that have been in extremely short supply. Governor Charlie Baker and the Kraft family that owns the Patriots have pulled off a clever endeavor. They've been able to purchase around 1 million of the masks from China, and they had a lot of help along the way, including from the U.S.-China Partnership Committee. We asked Gene Hartigan of the Partnership Committee to tell us the story.
We got a call from the governor's office last Thursday afternoon asking if we might be able to help move these masks out of China back to Boston. I got on the phone with my partner, Dr. Jason Lee, and over the next 72 hours, we then put together all the protocols that China requested and then generated letters from the governor, from the Kraft organization, from the aviation group, and from the State Department that were all fed to the ambassador, who then fed them on to China.
So when did the plane take off and what was its trajectory? Because this was not a direct flight.
Well, we had to get all the visas together for the flight crew. So someone came from the aviation office in Illinois, flew to Teterboro, New Jersey, then had a state police escort from the New Jersey State Police to New York. The ambassador opened up the consulate on a Sunday morning, and they processed all the visas into the passports in 2 hours.
So this is in 2 hours. So this is for the crew. So it takes off and goes where?
It flew to Alaska, and then from Alaska, after refueling, it then flew into Shenzhen. And the ambassador in New York, Ambassador Wang Ping, was the person who cleared the flight path into Shenzhen for them to land, then get loaded, and then get off and running back to Alaska.
And when it made that stop, it was under strict orders to abide by a timeline. How long did it have to get the masks on the plane?
The timeline was 3 hours to fill the plane. Also, one of the restrictions was that nobody on the plane was to get off the aircraft. They had to stay on the aircraft while it was refueled and while all of the masks were loaded. And that's what they did.
And the people who were loading it, these are Chinese workers who were all decked out in the protective gear. They're loading the masks in. This is more than 1 million masks. And it took them, I understand, just under 3 hours. Is that right?
I'm told that it was 2 hours and 57 minutes, to be exact, that they moved this project along. It was amazing.
So this is a huge piece of the puzzle in trying to get proper medical equipment to hospitals. These masks are going to be distributed. That's remarkable enough. But for you, what is the most remarkable part of the story?
The thing that excites me the most is that a bunch of people did a lot of good for people who are on the front line and risking their lives to save other lives. And as someone whose daughter's a nurse, my daughter Amy, I know what she faces each day. I know what these people are facing, and they deserve all our support. And the governor and the Kraft organization deserves a lot of credit because their people worked tirelessly to pull this off in a very limited time frame, and they did a superb job.
Gene Hartigan, thank you.
My pleasure.
Gene Hartigan of the U.S.-China Partnership Committee, one of the organizations to help get 1.2 million face masks from China to Boston on the Patriots jet.